Clay County's Doctor's Lake is suffocating with severe algal blooms that are toxic to animals and people. But a few new projects announced Wednesday could lead to a cleaner future. Water managers hope the $4.5 million plan greatly curtails the flow of pollution that feed the toxic blossoms. The word bloom can conjure pretty flowers in springtime, but around Florida, it's taking on a more sinister meaning, algae's death creep. Algal blooms, which can be caused by sewage and the runoff of pest control products, is responsible for fish kills and other negative impacts on the ecosystem. Doctor's Lake recently tested for toxin levels 10 times the recommended limit. But Fleming Island Republican Senator Rob Bradley says it won't for much longer if he has anything to say about it.
Doctor's Lake is an incredibly important part of our livelihood, of our businesses, of our recreation, and we just will not tolerate algae blooms in Doctor's Lake going forward. So we are going to be very aggressive in attacking the algae bloom problem.
First up, a triplet of projects designed to phase out septic tanks in the lake's basin, retrofit homes with new septic purifiers when they can't connect to central sewer, and supercharge the county utility's wastewater conversion program, making reclaimed water used in irrigation that much cleaner. Water managers say completion of the three projects could take years, but they estimate they could reduce pollution in the water by almost 10,000 pounds a year. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.